You know, the legislature enacted a law back in 2005 that called on the commission to identify the competitive renewable energy zones, and then the commission set off on a number of rulemakings that ultimately led to the construction of about 3,600 miles of transmission lines at a cost of nearly $7 billion. Last year, the commission announced that the work to develop CREZ was complete following the installation of one more line. And in addition, the commission pretty much repealed its CREZ rules. At the time, though, there continues to be an expectation for a lot more wind and a lot more solar to be coming on the grid. And ERCOT's most recent long-term system assessment projects construction of approximately 22 gigawatts of solar. So with all this renewable generation that's anticipated to be coming online, and ERCOT's projection of continued load growth, will we have sufficient transmission to meet the system's needs? Today, we've assembled a collection of distinguished speakers to talk about transmission after CREZ, and we hope this discussion will give you some insights as to transmission going forward. Our first speaker today is going to be Prabhu, and followed by Bill, and then Terry, and then David will follow up with regard to the Southern Cross. So, Prabhu?
All right. Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Prabhu Nyan from ERCOT. My presentation today is an overview of ERCOT and some of the activities in terms of wind and solar, and I'll also talk a little bit on the planning process of ERCOT in terms of building transmission and highlight some of the projects that's in play and some of the projects that's been completed. Okay. Overview of the ERCOT region. ERCOT serves 90% of the electric load in Texas. In terms of land, it covers 75% of the territory in Texas.